It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
That's right, Jeff Tuckman, for a monthly visit. Any DVD, Blu-ray, or question that you have about movies, if you can't think of the title of a movie, you can describe it to us, tell us who's in it, we'll help you out in that regard. He'll give us some information about stuff that's coming out soon, and we've got great stuff to give away. 312-981-7200 is the phone number to call if you have a question for Jeff Tuckman. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
All right, how are you?
Oh, everything's going great.
Good.
Video business is hotter than ever.
All right. And a little bit later on, you will tell us, you know, at this time of year when we have you on in December, like right before the holidays, right before Christmas, we like to give people a little preview of some of the really cool box sets and packages that you can buy as gift sets for people, some of the bigger sellers out there on Blu-ray and on DVD. And those are always a lot of fun, like the gift packages.
Yeah, people love it. I mean, you know, if you ever, whether it's TV shows for full seasons or great box sets, I mean, what a wonderful gift to give. And we've been doing this for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And think about it. You wrap it up and you give it to someone and they love it. You know, it's things that they really may not have gone out and got themselves.
Right.
And it really, really works well.
Yeah, so we'll give you some of those great DVD, like you know, seasons of television shows or movies that are put together in packages and all that cool stuff, like really great gift packs that you can give away, which are so much fun to give at Christmas. And we'll give you a rundown of some of the more popular ones and the ones that are available that you can get online or at your local store. And again, our number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for talk or texts with questions for Jeff Tuckman. And so Jeff always comes in every month to answer your questions, help you out, and all that good stuff. But we also have we always give away some really cool stuff. And tell everyone what we have to give away this morning.
Well, being in the holiday spirit, I've been thinking about this for a few months, thinking what a great gift to give to listeners. It's a special I remember actually watching. It's called Motown 25, Yesterday, Today, and Forever.
And it's appropriate that you bring this in today because it's Fly Jams Friday. And
yes.
Fly Jams Friday, you would say that almost everything that came out on the Motown label would fall under the umbrella of Fly Jams. And this special from 1983, May of 1983, was huge for many reasons. So we have copies of the Motown 25 Yesterday, Today, and Forever special to give away on Fly Jams Friday. So tell everybody a little bit more about the special.
Well, it's a three-disc set, and it features every artist who was very popular on Motown. People know that Berry Gordy and the Detroit Sound. And what happened also is that, there were some tensions, obviously. Michael had left Motown. Marvin Gaye had left Motown. There was going on with Diana Ross and Berry Gordy and everything. But this special brought everybody back. It introduced Michael Jackson's famous Moonwalk. I mean, you had the Miracles, the Supremes, the Jackson 5, the Temptations, the Four Tops, Mary Wells, you name it, Stevie Wonder. It was hosted, by the way, by Richard Pryor, and this has not been seen in over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of it, Nick, is that not only have they remastered the video, but the audio is in 5.1. It sounds absolutely great.
Right.
There's 30 minutes that no one has ever seen before, and there's over 5 hours of extras.
5 hours of extras, and it's Motown 25 Yesterday, Today, Forever. Really great special with a bunch of Fly Jam artists on it. But one of the things that everybody remembers from it, that was the very first time that Michael Jackson did the Moonwalk, and people freaked out. He did a performance of Billie Jean after the Jackson 5 did their reunion performance he stayed on the stage and did his solo stuff. He did a performance of Billie Jean. He busted out the moonwalk, and people went nuts over it. So I remember the next day at school, I was in high school, and everybody was talking about it, about the moonwalk that Michael Jackson did. So all of that is on this three-disc set, Motown 25, Yesterday, Today, Forever. We're going to open up the contest line now. If you want to get in here, why don't you be calling number 7 on the contest line? We'll give away our first copy of Motown 25, Yesterday, Today, Forever. We have 3 copies to give away total, so 2 more after this. But call the contest line at 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. If you are the 7th caller on the contest line at 312-591-7000, 7th caller, not the regular line, which is lighting up right now, but the contest line at 312-591-7000, caller number 7 will win a copy of Motown 25 Yesterday, Today, Forever. We'll take a quick break. Jeff, hang out for a second. When we come back, we'll talk more with Jeff, and we'll go to your phone calls. If you have a question for Jeff, we would love to answer it for you on 720 WGN. We're getting fly already. Normally, on Fridays, we start getting fly around 4 a.m., but we're getting fly a little early this week. Our Fly Jam Friday, by the way, is Fly Jam's Christmas Friday, and it's all Christmas tunes. But that's from Motown 25 Yesterday, Today, Forever, that classic TV special. And we're giving a 3-disc set away because Jeff Tuckman came in. And we asked for caller number 5 on the contest, and we had somebody on the line, and I guess they're gone now. But we had a winner. We had a caller 7, and we'll try to get that person back, get them on the air, and talk to them because we do have a winner. We have 2 more copies of Motown 25 Yesterday, Today, and Forever. Jeff, welcome back.
Good to be here, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely. So you obviously watched that special when it aired in 1983.
Yes, I did, because I was always a huge fan of Motown.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe having all these artists at the same time.
Yeah. You know, when I had read that they were worried about whether people were going to watch it or not, because at that time, Motown wasn't very popular anymore in, like, 1983. They hadn't had, like, massive artists. And as you mentioned, a lot of their big artists had moved on from Motown. And so people were concerned that nobody was going to watch this thing, but tons of people watched it. It was a huge, huge special. And we have our winner. This is James. He was caller number 7. James.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. You were caller number 7. You got yourself a copy of Motown 25 Yesterday, Today, Forever. Now, did you watch the special? Do you remember when Michael Jackson did the moonwalk?
I remember seeing him do it, but I didn't see the special.
Ah, well, you got a lot. Not only is it the special, but there's like, 5 hours of extra stuff?
And 30 minutes that never aired.
30 minutes that have never been aired before or since. So there you go, James. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, hold on a second. That's James. He's our first winner. We have 2 more copies of Motown 25 Yesterday, Today, and Forever to give away. So there you go. All right, if you have a question for Jeff, we would love to help you out. If you have a DVD question, a Blu-ray question, you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, you can text or call us at 312-981-7200, and we'll try to answer any and all of your questions. Here's Chad on WGN. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Nick. How you guys doing?
All right.
You're doing great.
Nick, longtime listener, man, you give me great joy on the way home from work, man. You got an incredible stream of consciousness, man. I appreciate it.
Well, all right. Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Jeff, yeah, I have a question, a couple of questions about Netflix and a couple of series that I was wondering if they're going into a season 2. First of which is BoJack Horseman. Is there a season 2 in the makes?
I'm not 100% sure because Netflix, as you know, my expertise, although I do have Netflix and I thoroughly enjoy it, their series takes time before it comes out on DVD. For example, they had a terrific series called Marco Polo, which is now coming out on DVD for the first time. So I'm not 100% sure if there's going to be a second season. The first season was very good. I've watched it and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. All right, Chad, did you have another question?
Yeah, well, one other along the same lines, and I'm not sure you'll be able to answer, but Narcos.
Well, Narcos is going to have another season, Chad. I don't know if you know this or not, but it has just been nominated for a bunch of awards, including Golden Globe. To the surprise of a lot of people, actually, because nobody really expected it to get in there, but it did, and that pretty much guarantees that more people are going to watch it, and Netflix is going to probably renew it and have it come back. But Netflix is it's hard to gauge Netflix because now they've got movies that are going straight to Netflix. The new Adam Sandler movie, the Ridiculous Six, went straight to Netflix. It's a Netflix movie and one of the worst movies I've seen all year. Easily. But yeah, Netflix is a different kind of thing, and when that comes out on DVD, Jeff always knows about that and keeps tabs on that. Chad, thanks for the call. Jeff, hang on, okay? We got a break, and we'll come back. We got the news. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Getting fly a little earlier than usual on a Friday. Esmeralda's boogieing, getting down. I see you there, Esmeralda, boogieing.
I know.
You're already becoming the Heartmelda early. You're becoming the Esmeralda the Heartmelda about 90 minutes earlier than usual.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to put up the cardboard, so
that's
why not?
Right.
Have a little fun.
That's right. Well, you know, we've got some fly music that we've been playing.
Absolutely.
That's Esmeralda Leon, by the way. She rules. And Dan Shagrew, who's going to be DJ Shagrew in a little bit. Although you are technically doing a little DJ Shagrew in right now.
That is true, yes.
Although you have not stepped into the TARDIS. And it takes you 20 seconds to once you get into the TARDIS and you come back out?
Yeah, but, you know, it's a process, you know. I'm preparing myself now. I play that song, actually, every Friday about this time as I get ready.
Oh, but this time you actually played it on the air.
Right.
I got it. Well, that's because we're giving away.
I would have been playing if Jeff wasn't even here.
Look at that. You hear that, Jeff?
Yes, I do.
You hear that? You see, we love Motown here, and that's why you, Jeff Tuckman, and let's thank Jeff, by the way, Jeff Tuckman, who comes in every month to talk about DVDs and Blu-rays and all kinds of cool stuff, and to answer your questions with your calls and your texts at 312-981-7200. A couple of phone lines are open if you want to get in here. We got some texts coming in. If you have a question about a movie you can't think of the title of, you're wondering when something's going to be released on DVD or Blu-ray, he's the guy. 312-981-7200. We have two more copies of Motown 25, Yesterday, Today, Forever to give away. Three discs, over 5 hours of extra footage. If you haven't seen it since 1983, it's a pretty remarkable thing. And we thank you, Jeff, for bringing it in. All right. We have two more copies to give away, which we'll give away before 3 o'clock. So, Jeff, here's a JK in Ohio sends a text. See if we can throw this out there. Maybe if you can't think of it, I can't think of it. Somebody out there can think of it. You can call us or text us. It says, I'm looking for a movie with Jack Lemmon, and it was done by Frank Capra. In it, he was on a cross-country trip. So Jack Lemmon in a film directed by Frank Capra. And he was on a cross-country trip. So my guess would be it's in black and white, if it's Frank Capra. Cross-country trip. See, there's been a few movies where Jack Lemmon's been on the road. If anybody knows this one, you can call us or text us, 312-981-7200. You know, by the way, when Jeff comes in here, everybody, Jeff brings about 45 textbooks. He still brings in the textbooks, despite the fact that, you know, he's old school.
Yes.
Jeff is old school.
Motown,
that's right. He's Motown Jeff. and he brings in the textbooks, and he's now looking up to see if we can find this. A Jack Lemmon movie by Frank Capra where he's on a cross-country trip. We're going to try and find that out. I'm looking for it. Jeff's looking for it. In the meantime, if you know what it is, you can call us at 312-981-7200 or text us. And so we'll think about that one for a little bit. But we do have some people on the line who have a question for Jeff. Jeff, let's go to this one. This is Ed on WGN. Go ahead, Ed.
Good morning, Nick and Jeff. I want to get your recommendation for a late-night talk show. I want to see if I can get a DVD series, you know, like Mike Douglas, Johnny Carson, Arsenio Hall. Which one would you recommend?
Well, how many? A lot of them are available, or at least you know collections are available from mm-hmm. from many of the late night shows. What do you? Which ones are out there, Jeff?
Well, the one that I would recommend. I mean, there's a lot of them available, but you can't beat the Johnny Carson collection.
Yeah.
Is phenomenal. I've got it at home. It takes you through different eras. For example, on the comedians, you'll see Jerry Seinfeld making his debut. You'll see Jay Leno making his debut. You see all the great bits that Johnny Carson had, the great chemistry he had with Ed McMahon. I mean, there's a lot of these. I liked Gary Shandling's. That's available.
Mm. But now, that's a fictional talk show.
That's a fictional.
Yeah, that's the Larry Sanders Show.
But very good.
It's a great show. It's not really a talk show. It's a sitcom, but it's still a great, great show.
Yeah. But I think the Carson, because you can get Merv Griffin. I mean, there's a lot of
Mike
shows.
Douglas stuff available.
There's
old school stuff available, too. Like just recently, I had Danny Kaye's daughter on the show to discuss the collection from the Danny Kaye Show.
Oh, yes.
Which was just released a few weeks ago. And so there's like the old school black and white ones, too. There's a little, I know there's some Steve Allen that's available on DVD. So, Ed, it just depends on if you want to go back to the old school stuff. There's a lot of that available on black and white. I recommend some of that stuff as well, you know, and there's all that. But, of course, you cannot go wrong with Johnny Carson. And a ton of Johnny Carson stuff is available on Blu-ray and DVD. Tons.
Yeah, particularly like the 70s and the 80s, because that's the time I was around. So
well, there's a ton of that stuff out there, man. And it's just you can look it up online. But, obviously, the first person that we would recommend in that late-night world for the classics is Carson.
Okay.
All right, Ed, thanks.
Guys, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you. By the way, Antenna TV. Starting January 1st, every night at 10 o'clock is going to be playing Johnny Carson.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And they're going to be, for the most part, they're going to be uncut. They will include music performances, interviews that haven't been seen since the show went off the air. And so it starts, and they're not calling it The Tonight Show because The Tonight Show is owned, the name of it is owned by NBC, but it's called Johnny Carson. And it's all the Tonight Show stuff that he did for years. And it starts every night at 10 o'clock on Antenna TV. And I can't wait. It's going to be so cool every night to watch Johnny Carson before I come to work.
Well, it's really funny because his show used to be on at 10:30.
10:30.
Yep. 10:30 on NBC.
Yep.
And people would go to sleep watching Johnny Carson. He had so many great acts. And he was so funny himself.
Well, he was a legend.
Yeah.
I mean, just a legend. There are very few people that are better than Johnny Carson. I mean, you know, there's the reason why he was called the king of late night for forever. All right. So if anybody, by the way, knows the name of that Jack Lemmon movie that was a Frank Capra film where he's on a cross-country trip, JK in Ohio, would like to know about that. You can call us or text us at 312-981-7200. Roy sends a text that says, there was a TV show on in the mid to late 70s that I can't find. The show revolved around an agent who could turn invisible for a set amount of time each day. And if he went over the limit, it would kill him. What? In order to manage his invisibility, he created a watch that would apply pressure to his skin and turn the invisibility on or off and make sure that he was kept to the daily limit. I'm not sure who starred in it, but I'm fairly certain it was on NBC. Wow.
Well, that's a tough one.
I do not know, but I'd watch it.
Yeah, me too.
I would. I'd watch it. I like the fact that it's about a guy who could, like, turn invisible. And our first text is from someone named JK. I'm making a little... That's a little Harry Potter joke that nobody seemed to get. Esmeralda, did you get that? Because it's JK. The guy is JK, and then there's a person with invisibility.
No.
You don't get it?
I mean, I do.
Because he had the invisibility cloak. Harry
right.
Potter did, and JK Rowling
mm-hmm.
wrote the Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. That was a quip.
All right.
Necessarily a good one, but it was there. All right, so if anybody knows the name of this TV show from the mid-70s, possibly on NBC, about a guy, an agent who turned invisible but had a watch that helped him, call us up or text us at 312-981-7200. Here's James on WGN. Hey, James.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Jeff. I got a question. There's a child actor. I've seen him three movies. I can't think of the movie, and I don't know the guy's name. But the first movie, him and his brother were always fighting, and they found like a board game. It was like a spaceship, and then their house goes into outer space.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what movie I'm talking about?
Well, it's not very old, right?
No.
It's that movie that Jon Favreau directed, Zathura, it's called?
I'm not really sure of the
No,
name
that's
of
what me. I'm saying. I'm saying the movie's called, I think it's, let me look up real quick. Yeah, Zathura. It's called Zathura.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I saw that. Okay, Zathura.
And it was, you know who was the kid in the movie? Was Josh Hutcherson, who is now in the Let's Shoot the Arrow So We Can Eat movies, the Hunger Game movies.
Oh, okay. And he also starred in this movie where he's like a troubled kid in school, and then this girl moves in like next to him, and he befriends her, and they always go into like the woods, and like a make-believe woods, and the girl ends up dying, and I don't know the name of that one.
Oh, boy.
And then he was also in this, adventure where they go, he goes into, like, the center of the world. And he's with his brother also in the movie.
Uh-huh.
You know that movie?
No. But it's the same, are you sure it's Josh Hutcherson? That's who you're talking about?
I think so, yeah. And okay. also the guy that stars in The Mummy was in it, too.
Oh, well, that's Journey to the Center of the Earth. That's the remake of Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I think he stars in that one too, right?
I don't know, but it would I can look it up, but yeah, I mean that's Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Okay, cuz I know he's in that movie, and he stars in that other movie I just talked about where he's a troubled kid in school, and his father was the guy in the Terminator. He was the second Terminator guy. He plays his father.
So that would be Robert Patrick.
Yeah. Okay. I know he was the one where he befriends a girl, and the girl dies.
Right.
And it's a land of make-believe, and they have to cross the river, and they go into this forest. He makes believe.
Uh-huh.
And I know he stars in that movie. I don't know what that movie
is. I don't know the name of that one. We can try and look it up for you, but that's, yeah.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
But we got like two out of the three, so thanks, James.
Right. Okay, big right. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really happy that you're in your life of sobriety. I'm really proud of you.
Well, thanks, James. I appreciate that, man.
All right,
take care. See you.
Have a good one.
Bye. All right, 312-981-7200. We got two out of three of those. If you know this TV show about this guy turning invisible. Oh, wait a minute. I think we have it. Carl on WGN. Okay, we described this show that Roy wants to know about, possibly on on NBC. And what is it? Carl, what do you think it's called?
It was called Gemini Man. It was with Ben Murphy. And he was an underwater diver, and there was an explosion. And so he's permanently invisible. The watch stabilizes him, and he can only stay visible for 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. So that's so the...
Yeah, so what he uses the watch, he can turn it on and off, but if he goes past that, he'll disappear forever.
Mm, okay. And that, it was a mini-series.
It was a series on television.
Oh, okay. All right.
But there are clips on YouTube, so you can watch it anytime you want.
Okay, cool. All right, Carl, we appreciate it, man.
Okay, no problem.
All right, take care. There you go. Yeah, that's it. I just looked it up. A man has a watch that makes him invisible, and when pressed, however, he can only remain invisible for 15 minutes, or he will stay invisible forever. Gemini Man, Roy. It's called Gemini Man. All right, we got a break, but before we break, let's get you guys another Motown 25, right?
You got it.
Motown 25, yesterday, today, forever, and it is call our contest line right now, caller number 5. Let's do caller number 5. All right, Dan? Caller number 5, 312-591-7000. That's the contest line. 312-591-7000 for the 3-disc special edition Motown 25, yesterday, today, forever, with 5 hours of extras and all kinds of great stuff on it. 312-591-7000. Fifth caller will win. All right, we'll be right back on 720 WGN. Jeff will tell us some upcoming stuff and give you some gift box sets as well that you can buy for the holidays. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Jeff Tuchman is with us for his monthly visit. And we're giving away copies of Motown 25, Yesterday, Today, Forever. That was from the big Motown 25 finale led by Diana Ross and the Supremes. And everybody else was up there during that big finale with the Jackson 5 and the Miracles and the Four Tops and everybody else. A really great special. We've got one more copy to give away after this one to Juan, who was caller 5. Hey, Juan.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, man. Congratulations. You got yourself Motown 25 Yesterday, Today, Forever with 5 hours of extra footage and a half an hour that's never been seen before.
Thank you. I'm psyched.
Yeah, man. Very, very cool. Okay, Juan, thanks for listening. Have a great holiday and hang on.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. We've got one more copy to give away. And actually, you know what? Let's go ahead and have people start calling in so we can give that copy away before 3 o'clock. Is that cool, Jeff?
You got it.
All right. Who do we thank for this?
Me.
All right, Jeff Tuchman. Thank you, Jeff Tuchman. Let's do this again. Let's do caller number 6 this time. Dan, caller number 6. All right, at 312 contest line, 312-591-7000, 312-591-7000 for our final copy of the 3-disc set special Motown 25, Yesterday, Today, Forever, 312-591-7000. Jeff, what do we got coming up here for gift giving and what else is coming out on DVD? What are some of the good box sets that people love?
Well, there's a terrific Steven Spielberg Director's Collection. It's an 8-disc set. Has Jaws, E.T., Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, Duel, The Sugarland Express, 1941, and Always.
Wow.
Really good collection.
All right.
You got The Wire complete series.
Please.
People who
you hear that, Esmeralda? The complete series of The Wire.
Yes.
Is available. Now, you know, Esmeralda stopped watching The Wire because she got a little depressed.
Also, with the new Star Wars movie causing all this commotion, remember, you can get the Star Wars Trilogy episodes 1-3 and Star Wars Trilogy episodes 4-6.
Okay.
That's available.
All right.
You got the Indiana Jones Complete Adventures. You got the James Bond, big hit James Bond.
Yeah, the Spectre.
Yeah, Complete 23 Film Collection. You got the Alfred Hitchcock Essentials Collections, the Stanley Kubrick Collection. You got the Mission Impossible 5 Movie Collection. You got the Sherlock, the big hit series.
Oh, the series, yeah.
The series, yes.
With Benedict Cumberbatch.
Right.
Yeah.
You got the Downton Abbey, season 1-4. You got the Godfather. One I looked for it a long time, the complete Batman TV series.
Oh, please. That's the greatest.
13 discs.
Wow.
Yeah. You got the Honeymooners, Classic 39.
Yeah. I have that. I watch that regularly.
Yeah. Great.
Yep.
You got the Mad Men. I love that series. Complete series. You got Entourage. One I like, Disney classic set. Disney, you get Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, and Little Mermaid.
Wow. So it's like the modern classics.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Yeah. For Beatles, you know I'm a nuts Beatle fan. You can get a collection with The Help, Hard Day's Night, and Yellow Submarine.
Cool.
A special box set on Magical Mystery Tour. You know, so many things. The Back to the Future trilogy, which we like. Stanley Kubrick, The Game of Thrones, very big on HBO. Mel Brooks' collection, 9 discs. I love that collection. Clint Eastwood fans, there's a 20-film collection of Clint Eastwood. You know, and so, and the last thing I just want to mention, The Best of Bogart. The first time you had the African Queen moved in with Casablanca, Maltese Falcon, and Treasure of Sierra Madre. Great collection.
Awesome.
And there's so many other things available. If you want to mention things that are coming out this week.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible Rogue Nation is out this
week.
Terrific
movie.
Ted 2 is out this week. More people should have seen this. It's called He Named Me Malala.
Yeah, great film.
Great film. Yep. Fantastic Four, not so great, but I think it'll do well on DVD. Disney's Tomorrowland with George Clooney.
Biggest bomb, one of the biggest bombs of the year.
Yeah, and special effects are pretty good.
No, it's actually not a bad movie. It just bombed. Nobody went to see it. I mean, a huge bomb.
Yes.
But it was a pretty good film.
Right. Roger Waters, who I love, the Wall special edition. Mm-hmm. Not only do you get the concert, which was great, you get a lot of things about Roger and why he made it, a lot of things. And the last thing I wanted to mention, Criterion Collection. You and I both love the Criterion Collection. There's a new documentary. It's called The Burroughs, the movie. Mm. Well, people who know William S. Burroughs know he was a great writer. He was non-traditional. He was one of the founding figures of the Beat movement.
Yep.
And this is just a great documentary. It's out this week. Burroughs, the movie. Highly recommend it.
Okay. We want to thank Andy. Couldn't hang on. Andy from Volo. He was our final winner. Thank you guys for calling in. And thank you, Jeff, for that. He is our final winner. Andy, we had a copy of Motown 25 yesterday, today, forever. Great stuff. All right, last call here before we let you go. This is Mike. Mike on WGN. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing? That Jack Lemmon movie, it was a remake of It Happened One Night, Jack Lemmon and June Allison. I'm not sure if they kept the same title, but, you know, that's the Frank Capra.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't know if Capra directed the remake. But
okay. All right, so it happened one. I know that movie's been made like 8,000 times under different. I mean, even the sure thing is It Happened One Night. You know, it's a pretty perfect formula.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, Mike, I appreciate it. We'll look it up to see what the actual title is. We'll look that one up. All right, Mike,
okay,
I appreciate
cool.
it, man.
Take care.
All right, buddy. There you go. There's Mike. So it is basically a remake of It Happened One Night with June Allison and Jack Lemmon. And Frank Capra directed it. Okay, we'll look up the title because sometimes, you know, they'll remake movies and they won't have the same title.
That's right.
Which is the case.
You can't run away from it.
You can't run away from it. And it's do we have a year on that one?
56.
56, Frank Capra, You Can't Run Away From It. That is the movie that JK in Ohio was looking for. And we thank our listeners, man. It happens every month when someone calls in or texts in, hey, what's the name of this movie? If we don't get it, somebody usually does. And so we helped out a lot of people this morning. And, well, you know, you're going to give a lot of people some entertainment. We had three winners for the Motown 25 yesterday, today, forever. Thanks, Jeff. And have a great holiday, man.
I'm looking forward to another great year for us.
Another year. Yeah, you'll come back for 2016 in January, and you'll have more stuff to give away. We'll answer more questions. And for people who want to get a hold of you because you know everything there is to know about DVDs and Blu-rays and text and all that cool stuff, what is your address? How can people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me with sending me a beautiful email because I always answer everything at yourmediaman@AT&T.net.
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net with any question that you have, and Jeff will be happy to answer it. Yourmediaman@AT&T.net. Jeff, always a pleasure. Thank you. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you in the new year.
Looking forward to it.
All right.
Mike.
There's my buddy Jeff Tuckman. Always a great segment. We'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next right here on 720 WGN.